Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The National Weather Service is warning that higher temperatures across Southern California will result in an elevated risk of fire this week. Temperatures expected to be 6 to 10 degrees above normal tomorrow. California has had its share of devastating wildfires, yet every year more people are moving into high-risk fire zones. And after a fire, most people want to move back and rebuild. Molly Peterson from member station KQED reports on the challenge that creates for local officials trying to keep people safe.
Wildfire doesn't just reduce California landscapes to ash. It makes more disasters possible. Like in Santa Barbara County, where the Thomas Fire ripped across the mountains above towns a year and a half ago. The fire burned hillsides bare as heavy rains came. Those conditions let loose a punch. Mud and water flashed down into Montecito, a well-to-do community.
So here we're walking on a house now.
Santa Barbara's former fire chief, Pat McElroy, says the debris flow slapped the bark off of sycamore trees. It bowled sandstone rocks the size of SUVs into a pocket of houses on Randall Road.
Well, this was a neighborhood, and now it's not.
23 people died in mud.
There is no expectation of moving back in.
Santa Barbara County has burned again and again and again.
10 years of fires around here. With the T, the Hezazita, the Gap Fire, the Zaca Fire, the Thomas Fire. It was a really shattering experience.
Again and again and again, they've rebuilt. And these communities are paying a price to stay put. Insurance claims for the Thomas Fire alone totaled nearly $500 million. But McElroy believes next time it can be different.
What was missing in all of these conversations, and not just the Thomas Fire, is in the planning process.
To plan better, he helped form the Partnership for Resilient Communities.
Hoping it doesn't happen again isn't a strategy.
To McElroy, resilient means taking steps to ensure a safe life. And in the town of Montecito, wealthy neighbors have agreed. They've kicked in almost $5 million to install steel nets across creek canyons, the pathways for debris flows. Wires stretch like tightropes, 70 feet across San Ysidro Creek. A helicopter drops down a long mesh net of rings. Crews walk back and forth on the tightropes, linking mesh pieces together like chainmail to pull them tight across the canyon. These nets won't stop debris, only slow it down. There are no state laws or codes or rules to help determine when the price of rebuilding is too high, when pushing into wildlands is too unsafe. McElroy says even places battling back from disaster ignore the tough question.
Because a lot of times now, the fire piece comes in at the end of planning, and it's maybe, how are you going to evacuate? Instead of, should you be building here in the first place?
Are there areas that should be built? Yeah, absolutely.
Kurt Hanke is a former fire chief from Sacramento. He and McElroy argue that if fire officials had more power earlier on every development, people would be safer. Hanke says to make that happen, elected officials would have to change the law.
If the last 2 or 3 years doesn't change it, what more do they need to see?
What politicians see are competing needs. People need public safety. They need more housing, and they need local services paid for with property taxes. All those needs compel local officials to say yes to more development.
They don't have the authority to do what they know is right.
Fire scientist Max Moritz is with the University of California Cooperative Extension Service.
And so they have to let some of these developments proceed without being able to say anything about how it could be done better. From the people I've talked to, I know that that's hard to sleep with, really, when you play that out.
Max Moritz says we could do better. I'm in North San Diego County in an area called Harmony Grove in a valley surrounded by steep canyons and ridgetops. These are hazards, and they're on our fire maps. This is a high-risk area. Everybody knows it, and they're going to put hundreds of houses here. They're doing it, construction crews, right now. To do it, the county waived limits on density. They waived a rule that there be two roads in and out. The county says if there's a fire, people can be safe. They can evacuate in stages. That was Paradise's plan. These choices we make about density or roads, they're not on risk maps, but they make us more vulnerable. And Moritz says we overlook our vulnerabilities.
I think it's mature and a mark of intelligence that we can actually say that and say, no, let's do this better, either retreat or if we're going to stay here, let's do it radically different enough that this isn't actually that big a problem anymore.
After that crush of mud and debris slammed into Montecito Creek, Santa Barbara County said everyone who wanted could come back. Claire Gottstanker, who's on a county architectural board, sent one creekside project forward, but she didn't like it.
I said, why do you want to do this? Why, you know? Here she was getting her house reviewed, and she can't even get to it.
In trauma, people seek comfort in what's familiar. Gottstanker knows this because 10 years ago, her house burned to the ground, and she pulled the first permit to rebuild.
3 years later, my brain kind of went, no, 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 you haven't really been listening.
She had a stroke, and those years taught her a lesson.
I think it's a terrible time to make a decision. The county, you know, issued these, you know, demolition permits and all of this stuff really fast. And I'm going, slow down. Slow down. Having been there 10 years ago, you need to slow down.
One of the lessons from past flooding and other disasters across the country is there really is this short-lived window of opportunity following a major natural disaster to have some sort of transformative change, to make things different afterwards.
Nicholas Pinter is a geography professor at UC Davis. He studies how communities respond to repeat flooding. Floods are happening more often, sort of like wildfire.
One natural hazard, one big disaster, is sometimes seen as an act of God. It's the second one. It's a 1-2 punch that convinces people that this is a trend, this isn't something they want to deal with again and again. We need to take some kind of a measure.
After a flood, you can fix levees, but Pinter says you can also pick up and move, and he's seen communities seize that moment and become safer because they were willing to consider something new. For Here and Now, I'm Molly Peterson.